Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pomino.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast? Then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition, essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Vandals. Back in the days of longhorn cattle, southeastern Arizona, down around Tombstone, was tough, lawless country where a man learned the power of force and gunplay at an early age. For example, in the early 1870s, a wild gang of youngsters under the leadership of one Nick Arno rode the countryside out of the town of Benson, shooting and pillaging. And a big, scar-faced man named Milo Clannon was quick to employ the Nick Arno gang for his own purposes. As our story opens, Clannon is riding toward a group of young men awaiting him near a grazing herd of cattle.
Ho, ho, ho! Howdy, Nick, boys.
Howdy, Milo.
I sent word to you boys to meet me here because Tom Dutton turned down my offer again for his cattle. Now, he must be persuaded to accept the offer.
Can't say I blame him. How much did you offer him, Milo? A dollar a head?
That's my business, Nick. I pay you well. That's all that concerns you. Now, I want you to stampede these cattle at Dutton's, and I'll call around and see him again.
Kind of rough treatment on Dutton where there's just him and his daughter on that ranch, and him sick, too.
I'll decide on the treatment, Nick. Of course, you boys don't want this job. I can find somebody who does.
Oh, nothing wrong with the color of your money, Milo.
Well, then get going.
Right. Let's go, boys. Come on. Get up. Yeah.
And now Dutton ought to be real tired of rounding up his stock. Get up. Ha, ha.
Oh, oh boy. Those coyotes. I'll show them what's what.
Becky?
Yes, Dad?
You at the gun rack?
Yes.
Come in here, daughter. Heard you ride in fast. What's the matter?
Well, it's that gang of young mavericks, Nick Arno and all the rest of them. They just stampeded our cattle. First they come out here at night and run off our horses. Now it's the cattle and... Wait till I see who this is. It's that Milo Clannon, Dad. He's the one in back of all this vandalism. I know he is.
I'm going out and talk to him.
No, no, don't get up. Your rheumatism...
That feels a lot better today, Becky. I can walk a little better. Come on.
Whoa, ho, ho. Howdy, Miss Dutton, Tom. I'm here to see if you reconsidered my offer.
No. Don't aim to either.
You got a nerve, Mr. Clannon, even to mention such a thing.
I just thought you might want to sell them to me at my price before they, wandered away.
You buzzard, Clannon, you low-down sneaker.
Dad,
buzzard.
Dad, no.
Rheumatism or no rheumatism, I can still teach this scoundrel a lesson.
Dad! bad.
You got it. That's wrong. Dutton, I'll do the teaching. You better learn mighty quick.
You beast. Get out of here. Get out quick before I go get a rifle.
Sure thing. I'll get out, Miss Dutton. But I'll be back tomorrow at the latest for your father's answer. Tell him he'll save himself a sight of trouble if he sells to me at my price.
Oh, the grass is very dry in this country, Cisco. The vaqueros better not throw cigars into grass. It just go up, poof.
Yeah, it has been a dry year, Pancho. Still, there seems to be enough grazing for cattle.
Oh, look like a nice, quiet country here.
Not according to the United States Marshal up at Tucson.
Si, si. He tell us a lot of bandidos around here, and they make the trouble for the good people.
But just what kind of trouble, he did not know. We'll find out the story, amigo, when we get to Benson. Listen. What the hell?
Oh, hold on. Is cattle, Cisco?
Stampeding cattle, I would say. Coming this way fast. Up on that rise of ground, Pancho. Come on, the other car.
Go. Oh, those hombres, they stampede those cattle, Cisco.
It looks like it, Chico.
Oh, now the hombres see us.
Hey, you two. Come down here.
Si, hombre. We'll do that. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco.
Ooh, Diablo.
Hold on, Loco.
Who are you? What are you doing around here?
Oh, Cisco, these niños, young boys, no?
Come on, answer my question.
Mind your manners before you get spanked, niño. Now tell me why you are stampeding a herd of cattle on a public highway.
You must be looking for trouble, mister.
Suppose you answer my question.
Sure, I'll answer it.
Watch him, Cisco.
But he's got him.
Oh, you're not hurt, niño. Cisco's bullet just hit your gun.
Let me give you a tip, youngster. Before you draw a gun on someone else, make sure you can draw and fire faster than he can. Now, why were you stampeding those cattle?
Well, just having some sport.
I doubt if the owner would think it was sport. All right, pick up your gun and get out of here.
No, I'll give you credit, mister. You're mighty fast on the draw. But you better not stick around this neck of the woods. You might wake up some morning dead. Come on, get up.
Pancho, like to know how somebody can wake up any morning dead?
He was just talking, Pancho. We'd better check the brand on those cattle and report to the owner. I have an idea we have found part of the trouble the marshal spoke about.
Oh, you boys wait out here.
Get those cattle well scattered, Nick?
Yeah, I reckon we did, Milo. And we ran into a couple of hombres I thought maybe you better know about.
Strangers?
Yeah. One of them called Cisco.
What? And... Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Well, all I know is the other one called him Cisco.
Go on, Nick. Go on.
Well, that's about all. He wanted to know why we were stampeding cattle on a public highway. I had a little run-in with him, and I... Hey, what's the matter, Milo? You look red like you chew nails or something.
The Cisco kid is responsible for these scars being on my face, Nick. Happened up north of San Francisco some years ago. Yeah, that's not important now. But I hate that Cisco kid more than any man living. What's he doing around here?
I don't know. But I had one of the boys trail him and his partner was headed for Dutton's ranch.
Yeah, to get there, he'd have to ride through that narrow canyon. And he'd have to come back the same way. It's a good place to ambush, Cisco, Nick.
Now, wait a minute, Milo. I ain't much on this ambushing business. If I'm going to fight a man, I'd rather do it in open.
Don't be a fool. Cisco'd ambush you in a minute if it suited his convenience, as quick as he'd turn you over to the law.
Well, that's different. Reckon we'll go. Have a smoke, Milo?
No. I'll go along with you. Smoke, huh? That's a good thought, Nick. Up to now, I hadn't thought of using fire. And afterwards, I'll kill Cisco with these two hands of mine.
This is the rancho. Brand sign is up over to the gatepost.
Oh, look, Cisco, he's a senorita. Oh, just come out from the house.
With a rifle in her hands.
Oh, see, but she's a pretty senorita, Cisco. Oh, most prettiest senorita Pancho ever see.
That's near enough, strangers.
Hold up,
hold. Hold up.
May we talk to Senor Dutton, senorita?
I'll give him the message. Don't try any tricks.
We came to say we saw the senor's cattle being stampeded. The place is out by tall Red Rock Bluffs just below the Big Mesa.
You men?
I am known as the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
And buenos dias, senorita.
I heard all that, Mickey. Have the boys come in.
But, Dad,
I know about the Cisco Kid. He's all right.
I guess you two can come in. Walk ahead of me, and no nonsense.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, and please point your rifle some other way, no? Oh, she not like nothing about us, Cisco.
You may have reason to dislike strangers. Anyway, that is not important. Oh, are you ill, senor?
No, just a touch of the rheumatiz.
Oh, that make your face black and blue, senor?
Pancho, it's not polite to talk like that.
It's all right. You got the bruises from a little trouble I had a while back. No need to trouble you with that. You boys just as soon round up my cattle and drive them back onto the range, I'll be glad to pay you.
We have nothing to pay them with, Dad. We can go bring the critters in a few at a time.
Pancho and I will attend to it, senorita, and we want no money. It'll be payment enough if you give us the names of the troublemakers around here.
Shucks, that's easy. The real troublemaker is a hombre named Milo Clannon.
Oh, so that maverick is down this way. No wonder there is trouble. Now, senorita, you stay here with your padre. Pancho and I will round up your cattle.
No, I'm going with you. That'll be all right. I'll leave a couple of guns within his reach and lock up the house. I'm sorry, but I'm not quite as trusting as he is.
Oh, Pancho will be glad when we get through this canyon, Cisco. Pancho not like it so narrow and such high walls.
A place like this can be a trap, Pancho. I'd be glad to get out of it, too.
Do either of you smell smoke?
Now you mention it, I believe I do, senorita.
Oh, Pancho smell the smoke, too.
I wonder what it can be.
Oh, somebody got the fire up there on top of the walls, no?
Perhaps, but I... Santos... There's an hombre up there with a rifle. Down off the horse, senorita. Quick, here, take my hand.
Oh, Pancho, get off.
Get under this overhang rock. Give us some protection.
I got you this time, Cisco Kid. This is your finish.
It's that Milo Clannon.
Do not be too sure of that, Bandido.
Your bullets not hit us while we stay here.
Yeah, too bad you can't stay there. You better hurry or the Dutton's ranch house will burn down.
Oh, good heavens, so that's it. Look at that smoke against the sky. You fiend, Clannon, you set fire to the house.
Wouldn't think of doing that, Miss Dutton. But somehow or other, the dry grass around the house caught fire.
Madre mia, that means the house itself will catch and burn.
What are we going to do?
You and Pancho stay here, senorita. I will try to get through to the house.
No, I'm going. I'm going right now.
Senorita, come back.
She stumble and fall out there, Cisco. Maybe bandidos not shoot at her.
I would not trust that devil of a Clannon, Pancho. The senorita cannot get up. She must have turned her ankle. Stay here, Pancho.
And so Cisco risks his own life to save the life of Becky Dutton, the girl who distrusts him. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner? And it's already 5:30.
Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good. Because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with the picture of quality be your buying guide.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Vandals. Riding through the narrow canyon on their way to round up the stampeded cattle of Tom Dutton, who is laid up with rheumatism and a beating at the hands of the outlaw, Milo Clannon, Cisco, Pancho, and Tom's daughter, Becky, were fired upon from above. Our friends at once took shelter under an overhang, whereupon Clannon called down that a grass fire was threatening the Dutton ranch house. Becky ran for her horse, tripped, and fell. As Cisco hurried after her, he was met by a withering fire from the bandits. Now...
What is the matter, senorita?
I think I twisted my ankle when I fell, Cisco.
That will not prevent your riding. Here, I'll lift you into your saddle.
Pancho, go to Cisco.
Get your horse, Pancho. There you are, senorita. Now ride. Get out of this canyon, quickly.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy.
Oh, you hit, Cisco?
Diablo! Yeah. Oh. It's nothing, Pancho. That bullet just nicked my arm. Up, Diablo, come on!
Go.
Those banditos up there, a couple of shots, Pancho.
Si. Banditos blink, no?
Faster, Pancho. You're not out of danger yet. Diablo, ha!
Go, go! Oh, now we catch up with the senorita.
Si. Santos, look at that grass fire. Senorita!
Oh, come on!
Oh, Diablo, ho. We cannot ride through that fire, senorita.
We got to get Dad out of that house.
Tell me, does that dry creek bed go near the ranch house?
Yeah, pretty close behind the house.
It's our only chance of getting there. Come on. Get up there. Come on, Diablo.
Go, go.
Blast it all. It seems as if one of those bullets might have got Cisco.
I figure one of them did get him, Milo. I saw him flinch.
Well, it wasn't enough to stop him or even to slow him down. Come over here on the edge of the bluff. We can see from here.
Yeah. There they go, Milo. The two of them and the girl right near the creek bed. They'll get through to the house that way.
Let them get through. They can't save the house. Just look at that fire go. Nobody can stop it. I'll take the house, the barn, the tool shed, everything.
What about old man Dutton and the girl, Milo?
Well, what about him?
Oh, we ain't making war on women and old hombres that's crippled up with the rheumatiz.
Going soft again, huh?
Oh, no, but I...
You're just a vandal, Nick. You and your bunch, you haven't got the nerve to be anything more.
Maybe so, maybe not. You want us to hang around anymore today?
Certainly I do. Why do you suppose I set that grass fire?
So Cisco would leave that canyon and we could gun him down.
Exactly. But we failed to gun him down. So we'll try again. And this time we won't miss.
Got to get out of this house. Stop that fire. That fire's shoveled to the tool house. Becky!
Whoa.
I heard the shooting. I was scared they might have killed you.
We're all right, Dad.
Careful of your ankle, senorita.
I can walk on it, Cisco, if I favor it a little. I'll get you out of here, Dad, as soon as I saddle your horse.
I'm staying right here.
You had better leave, senor. The fire is coming fast.
It won't be hard job to stop the fire, senor.
We're going to try, though, Pancho. We'll set backfires. First, we need shovels.
I'll go saddle your horse anyway, Dad.
Shovels in the tool house. Great thunderation. There's dynamite in the tool house. I forgot.
Come on, Pancho. Perhaps we can use that dynamite to our advantage.
Oh, how we use it, Cisco?
To blast trenches in the grass, ahead of the fire. Meantime, we'll set backfires. The combination of the two may keep the fire from reaching the buildings. The tool house door is locked.
Oh, Pancho, go ask the senor for the keys, Cisco.
There's no time for that. I'll break the door down. With my shoulder. There we are. All right, take those two shovels, Pancho.
Si. Oh, there's the dynamite, Cisco.
Hurry up, boys. That fire's coming mighty fast.
Si, senor. I have the dynamite, amigo. Come on, let's go.
Look, Cisco. Is one big wall of fire coming at us now?
Bandido will fate her setting that fire. I promise you that, Pancho.
I'll take one of them shovels. I'm going to dig rheumatism or not.
Bueno, senor. You and Pancho, dig a fire break along this line in front of the house. Then set your backfires. I will cap and fuse this dynamite. Now we'll see if it works. Start out by the mesquite and cap a fuse. Another stick of dynamite.
Ay, look at all that dirt flying.
Sure dug a good hole, Cisco.
Perhaps two more sticks may do the job. This one, and this one.
Pancho said the backfires now, Cisco.
Go ahead, Chico. Now take your shovel and widen this trench.
All dynamite's blowing.
I believe that'll do it, Cisco.
Now let's wait and see what the other stick does, senor.
Oh, Santos, too much noise.
That may do the job. These backfires are burning good, too, Cisco.
Si, senor. I think your buildings are safe. The fire will go around.
I don't know how to thank you, Cisco and Pancho. I feel ashamed.
Please do not feel that way, senorita. We understand.
Si, all right.
Be back as soon as I can.
Where are you going, Cisco?
Those bandidos will follow the fire in to make sure it takes the buildings. By making the circle of that little hill and riding up behind them, I hope to take them by surprise.
Well, Pancho, go with you, Cisco.
No, amigo. Your job is to stay right here and keep working. Up the other.
We better not fall off that fire too close, Milo. The ground's still mighty hot.
Yeah, quite right. We'll wait here a moment. Ho! Well, by now, boys, Dutton's building should be on fire.
I can't see on account of the smoke ahead of us. But I'd sure like to know what them blasts meant.
Dynamite. Yeah, no doubt about that. Probably had some dynamite stored in the shed. When the shed burned, the dynamite went up. Hey, get out! Get out! Come on!
I hope the old man and the girl didn't get caught in that fire.
No great loss if they did. But I imagine they rode ahead of the blaze and got away. Let's ride on up the side of the hill a ways. We may be able to see over the smoke. Whoa!
That smoke's blowing away a little bit now, Milo. Hey, those buildings didn't burn. Look, the fire went around them.
Well, by thunder.
Nice idea you had, Milo. Only it didn't work.
Keep your comments to yourself. Dutton, his daughter, and Cisco's partner are out in the ranch yard. But where's Cisco?
I don't know. Looks to me as if he put one over on you this time, Milo.
We'll see about that. Look to your guns, boys. We're going to ride into that ranch yard and get the three of them.
Oh, but look here.
Come on, Wait. Follow me. I'll show them. Get it.
Ain't going to be as easy as you think. They see us. They're going into the house.
Come on, faster. Why, Judas, look behind you, Nick.
Hey, it's Cisco.
Hey, bandidos, it is Cisco. You miserable pack of coyotes. First of all, you, Clannon.
Get away from me!
Into him, Diablo, get out! Down off that horse, bandido.
Let go, you buzzard! I let go! I'll kill you for this, Cisco.
You see about that, Clannon? Better men than you. Let's try then.
Hey, come on, Nick, you and the boys. Help me!
Let me, son. You can paddle your own canoe, Milo. We'll watch, huh, boys?
Hey, you ungrateful whelps!
Even your own kind. God, stomping you, Clannon. One like you should be back in jail.
Well, you sure can handle them fists of yours, Cisco. But I'm pretty good at fighting myself.
Can I hit you, Nino? You're too young for that. But I can give you a shaking. You'll remember for the rest of your life.
Hey, easy, Cisco. Cut it out.
You had enough?
Yeah, I quit.
Very well. Tell these other Ninos to tie up that bandido Clannon.
If they drop their gun belts to the ground, then we'll all take a ride to the sheriff's. We can learn about law from him.
I really am ashamed, Cisco. It's just that I didn't trust anyone.
Small wonder, senorita. After the way that Clannon Coyote had been persecuting you and your father. But he will persecute you no more, being in jail for the rest of his life.
Didn't you say you'd known Clannon before?
Si, senorita. In Santa Rosa, I chased him after he had stolen an express company wagon with a bolted down box of gold. The road was very rough. He was thrown from the seat and landed on his face on some sharp rocks.
Oh, how awful.
Well, he would have killed me if he could.
What about Nick Arno and his gang?
Well, they have to pay for the damage they have done. Apart from that, the judge placed them all on probation for 2 years. It may sound strange, Senorita, but I believe there is much good in Nick Arno and the rest of them.
Yes, I guess so. If you say so, Cisco. You know, now I'd believe anything you told me.
Well, in that case, I'll be very careful what I tell you.
I mean that. And to prove I mean it, I...
Si, Senorita?
Just this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, we finally get old Senor Dalton's cattle back to him.
I'm glad we were able to, Chico. Also, I am glad he got a fine price in the market for the cattle.
Oh, and the senor's
rheumatism?
Si, the senor's rheumatism. It's better, too.
All in all, things are much better for Senor Dutton.
Si. He got a lot of nerves, Cisco. Good nerve.
He has indeed, Pancho. As the saying is, he has a backbone of iron.
Backbone of what?
Of iron. You know what iron is, Pancho.
Si, Pancho know all about iron.
You know all about iron?
Si.
Well, that is quite a statement to make. Now, let us see, amigo. How was iron discovered?
Well, Pancho will tell you that, Cisco.
All right.
Pancho will tell you. Iron was discovered through the nose.
Through the nose?
Si.
What are you talking about?
Well, that is what Pancho's uncle Jose tell Pancho. He say iron is discovered through the nose.
Pancho, tell me now, exactly what did Uncle Jose say?
He say the way they get iron...
See?
...is they smelt it.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread. Good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it. And to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.